finally unite both things, the conference and the opening of the library, which has been not an easy thing, because we had to classify, it will be explained now, over, I think, 13,000 books, many of them not quite trivial or normal, so to speak, books for us, but it was difficult too, but it has been done so that this library can be consulted online and everyone can benefit from it. That has been a great thing. You will see that here, they will explain the, a couple of technical details which are important. We are extremely happy that we can do this, and please consider this library and the whole library of the university to your service. That's also your library from now on. Thank you very much. Now is the head of the library of this university, Antonio Bush.
Thank you. The Library Foundation members, Ms. Milena Carrara, Congress assistants, researchers, professors, students, library team, lower left, authorities, vice-rector Zimmer,
And
Professor Terry Carles. Welcome to the public opening of Raymond Pannicker Collection in the Girona University Library. Let me tell you that this great collection has come and remained in good hands, because we have a strategy to give special and singular treatment to special collections. We call the special collections fonts especials. And this kind of library funds arrive us from a prominent personality like Luis Santaló, Pierre Vilar, Vicenç Vives, Ferrer Tenora, and nowadays, Raymond Pannicker Collection will seriously increase the value of this section in the university library. Because they are special, they receive a special processing, a special catalogue, a specific special place in the library, special website, and we involve each one of different elements to give a complete image of personal legacy. Now, will I share with you a short story about how the Pannicker Library ended up here. When in 2006 or 2007, my dear cousin, Jaume Angelats, asked me about the best way to catalog and preserve Raymond Pannicker's library. I mentioned it to him, and also to Professor Terry Cabras, the chance to host it in the university library. Professor Terry Cabras was fascinated with the idea, and he immediately began to work very hard looking to his work. For his work. Visiting, how does he work? Visiting the Radio Foundation members, Ms. Milena Carrara, and Raymond Pannicker in our tercer time, working and working to be able to host the collection in Girona. At last, Professor Pere Cabras and some of our library staff visited Tavertet in order to start the planning and logistics. In summary, we mobilized 25 people from the library, one each, one museum. We rent two trucks and one bus.
Yes.
Each one of us did the work assigned. So the library arrived safe to Girona in only one day from Tavertet. This is very difficult to it. Since then, since 2010, the library team has been cataloging and processing his 13,000 books and 700 journals. Today, I can communicate that the cataloging is finished. And I'm very proud to announce that this important legacy is available to researchers, philosophers, and the academic community in general. Thank you very much.
She was the head, but he did the work. He was leading the team here that bring that about, both that about. Please jump in, tell a word.
Just a few words to introduce you to the content of this. I'd better say the blessing we received from Raymond Panica, a transcendental increase in the heritage and public wealth kept in our institution, in our city. A legacy that adds depth and height to the intercultural international vocation of the University of Girona. This library, with roots in many places around the world, around Panica's world, is closely linked to his life, his thought, and his work. And is made up, as we said, of 3,200 books, and more than 700 collections of journals. Obviously, we will find here works of Raymond Panica, in many languages in which he wrote, and the many more in which he was published and is still being published now. His books are in great company here because they are surrounded by all the great names of Western philosophy, from Plato to Heidegger. And among them, we will already face the strength of the spirituality in this collection. St. Augustine, Sutria, the Chardin, Maritain, Lied. Philosophy and religion account for 2/3 of the collection. We know by now that this distinction between philosophy and religion is not really in line with Panica's thought and personality, but it's still useful when analyzing and explaining this library. In philosophy, the fields of interest of Raymond Panica are revealed. Philosophy of mind, metaphysics, mysticism, epistemology, philosophy of science, and a smaller group of works dealing with social and political aspects of philosophy, showing, for example, his interest in passivity. Yet religion is the core of the collection. I better say religions in plural, of course. Religions.
Religion, not singular. Singular.
It's not only about Christianity. No.
Oh, please. Because for Raymond, there's only one religion, which is the path to God, to the path to the realization. Religions are the divisions, but the real path is just religion.
So be careful.
The documents on history of religions and comparative religions are uniquely rich, and the hundreds of books on the spirituality of India, Hinduism and Buddhism, give this library is outstanding character. Beyond philosophy and religion, we find his interests in politics, anthropology, sociology, and a notable collection of literature where poetry and, once again, religious and spiritual themes stand out. Well, I could say that many of the books in the collection are signed and dedicated by its authors. You can consult the dedications to our website. Mm-hmm. And many of the books are also annotated by Raymond. We are therefore facing thinkers' living lab. It's not a collector's library. No. It's a working library that's been read, reread, revised, and commented. It had been reached by papers, archives, objects collected and received by friends, followers, disciples. Well, this is, I tried to make a first and maybe too fast glimpse of the library. Just a final word from our library team. As you surely know, Raymond Banneker used the image of saving a manuscript from a fire as a metaphor for intellectual vocation, intellectual work. We certainly haven't been put in a situation of saving a manuscript from a fire, but we certainly have worked hard with most gratitude, pride, and respect to offer this library for future research and learning. And we invite you to browse the shelves here or from anywhere in the world through our website and online catalog. And we beg you to spread the word that Raymond Banneker and his prayer for dialogue between religion and cultures is still alive here in Girona. Thank you.
Mirna will say a word, and she will introduce also the editors, two editors that have edited Opera Omnia in different languages. Please.
So, just some words about the complete works on Opera Omnia, as we can all the collection of his books, which are published and will be publishing by in five languages. Just something. The Opera Omnia, as you know, was announced and also we presented the first book in Venice in the conference. Which year was it?
2008.
So at the presence of Fanta, and he was so happy because it meant to keep all his words in writing, even if he said that the real communication is from heart to heart, but words remains. Okay. And so Sandra Bagnoli, which I represent from the publisher of IACA Book, couldn't come and present him, because thanks to him, we convinced Raymond to prepare the bigger work. Sandra Bagnoli thinks that with the author alive, the Opera Omnia can be his own opera, not the studies on him, which are good, but his Opera Omnia must be not selected, but prepared, divided, and I was at his side, at Raymond's side, for the last 3 years, doing the job, a big job, because his interests, as you know, are from religion and religions, to spirituality, from sacred secularity to Buddhism, Hinduism, and you know that. So to divide, to select, but just the meaning that he had written many times about the same topic, so he has to choose the one who represented the topic better, but it's a complete opera only. And to divide also, I remember piles, we started in Tavertet, so how can we start? And I suggested, well, with the books you have already published. So he said, this is mysticism, this is Buddhism. And then the table was completely covered with the books and no room enough. So he said, well, let's put Christianity on the floor. Then when the division was completed with the books, he also thought the articles, some articles are very important because the topic of the the topic of the article wasn't developed in the book. So this goes to the dialogue. This can go to the myth. No, let's not go there. So it took 3 years, not only to divide, but then also to review. And sometimes we say that all this part of the book better to divide, and it goes with the myth, or it goes with the meanings. So a lot of work. But then, so the first book was published, but also still alive, Ignasi came and offering to publish the opera Omnia in Catalan. And Raimon was so happy because Catalan is his own language. And so here, please come. This is Ignasi Moretta, and not only he, but also Ines should come, because also she does a lot of work. So if you want to say something, please.
Yes, thank you, Milena. It was not a pleasure to be prepared to speak in English today, so I beg your pardon. I have also problems with my voice today. I think that we start in Catalonia to be a normal country with Raimon Pàniker, because Pàniker was not welcomed here in Spain, here in Catalonia, during his life. But now, finally, we have his work in Catalan, nine books from the opera Omnia, from 18 books project. Nine are yet in Catalan. The opera Omnia in Spanish has also started, in English, in Italian, the little steps in Italian, in French. So we have a very, very important legacy of Pàniker, and we are in trying to publish this work in all these languages, which I think that is the minimum that we can do We have also the library, the books of Pàniker here in Girona. We can see what was read by Pàniker. We can see the marks of reading in the books. We have also a first biography of Pàniker. We have symposiums as this one from today. So we are doing, I think, between all together, the things that in a personality as Pàniker has to have. So I think that we can be happy and we can congratulate all of thank you.
As I mentioned, we started with Italian, then Catalan version, then self-edition, and they have already published 3 books, and we have delivered the next 3 books, volumes to be published. Then we stop there, but in opera only, if we want it to be really known all over the world, was not enough. Italian, okay. Catalan, all right. French, good. But we needed 2 more languages, so we succeeded in convincing, all these books from New York to publish it in English, and the first 3 volumes have been published. The first volume, Mrs. Silvia's Spirituality, and I received the third just last week, Religion and Religions, and they go on straight with 2 books each year. Then last but not least, we had also the Spanish version. And here I invite Ramon Herder to say something about the Spanish, the last, well, who knows, perhaps also other languages, perhaps also in Japanese, but they are enough.
Thank you. In fact, the first time I met Raimon Panica, that was many years ago. I had only 16 years. It was in Freiburg, my hometown. Panica was a friend of my father's, my father and my grandfather, and he was an author of many books published in Herder in Freiburg. And one of the first things I did when I came to Barcelona many years later was to travel up to Tabertet to visit him. And there I saw his library, and I felt very much at home because there were many Herder books. And I like to think that they were not the wrong books, as I found them in his library. And then Tabertet, he said, "I have a book for you. This is a very important book for me. And I've been working for many years, and right now I'm rewriting for the 11th time this book, and I would like you to publish it in Spanish, De la Mística." Mm. And many years later, we published the 18th version of the book as the first book we published in Spanish of Raimon Panica and Heredia. So now, 10 years later, again, we present again De la Mística, because De la Mística is the central part of this first volume. And I happily bring them to Girona to forth, so that they may find a place next to the Catalan, next to the Italian, next to the French, and next to the English edition of his complete works. Thank you.
Is an official, can I say an official communication, the archive will be offered to Girona University, as they have received all the library, Raimon's library, and also the Opera Omnia. We have decided to transfer all his articles, documents, and these things here from Tabertet to Girona. Mm-hmm. This is, yes. Some years, two or three more years, to complete, but the diaries are 50. Can you imagine 50 copybooks which will be published and will come here as well? And but I conclude with the two pages from his diaries. Please listen to them. Is an advice, is a suggestion. He said, I should read only those writings which have the power to transform me, and not those which are only bits of information. And my writings should aim at transformation and not just information. And then the other one. I'm writing as an expression of my own life. I'm writing to communicate my insights so as to be followed or corrected. I'm writing because I feel I have something to say. This is to write that either has not been said or has been forgotten and I consider important. I'm writing protons and not secondary literature. I think these are it.
And now this is Marta Madrenes on behalf of the Lord Mayor of Girona who will address us. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, Gianni. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to say a few words to mark the opening of the Raimon Pranica Library. First, please allow me to excuse the Mayor of Girona, Carlos Puigdemont, whose busy agenda has made it impossible for him to attend. The relation between the University of Girona and Pranica dates back some years, most notably to the time he was awarded a doctorate honoris causa, for which, in a gesture of thanks, he bequeathed the magnificent library that we are opening today. This is not a small deed, either for the UDG or for the city. Pranica is a true symbol and a world-acclaimed and respected philosopher. Yet it is in Girona where his 10,000 or more documents will be kept and may be consulted and studied. This fact not only honors us, but also brings incalculable value to the city's culture and heritage and is a priceless gesture for which we shall always be grateful to him. Thank you very much.
Something coming. Wait for a second, please. Be patient. I don't know exactly what that is, but I do. So that is for you, Milena. That is exactly like the exhibition we have here in the library. That's the second. We have just two. One here, Chimanta. We'll open these engines so that you can go into that and see what's this library, which is an excellent collection. Thank you very much for coming. You can go around and then you go and have lunch. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And then, 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 that is good. Because the, as you say, from a scholarly point of view, people want to know. Yeah.